Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody. We're joined by Bob Sikon for a special report. Bob from It's All in WDW is down in Food and Wine. He's going to give us some of the highlights from this week's opening of the show. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Awesome. We also have Den here. Den is sitting on his stool salivating for the latest news reports on what's good and what's not good at Food and Wine this year.
Yeah, actually, I got a pleasant surprise today while I was at work. I kept getting the all-in WDW news flash, not news flashes, but food flashes, I guess. I had forgotten that Food and Wine was fast approaching, and I guess today is preview day. Is that what they call it, Bob?
Yeah. So Food and Wine opened, a couple days ago on Friday, but Mrs. All-in WDW and I having... I guess been a veteran of this festival, knew that we should be there on Thursday, and we'd actually been able to pull out of some of the Disney resources that they were expecting to do a soft opening today. Thursday is when we're recording this, and rumor we had heard was that they were going to open at around 2 p.m. And we knew better. We had been over here in previous years where they opened around noon. So we were kind of, sneaking around 10:30. And you could tell that there was definitely going to be a soft opening and that they were going to definitely open earlier than 2 because they had cast members just by the hundreds. Manning every booth that they had. So we just sort of like found a nice shady bench and sat.
Staked out the joint.
We staked out the joint. We actually, and no pun intended there, we actually staked out Canada because we're going to start with a Le Cellier with filet. And at one point, Mrs. All in WDW went up to the cast members and said, "When are you going to open?" And one of them said 11 a.m. And we thought, oh, this is great. So at 11 a.m., she went over, got into the line, and asked me to take a picture of her because she wanted to get a picture of her being the first person in line for 2015 Food and Wine. And the cast member looked at her and said, "Well, you got a long wait." And she said, "What are you talking about? Aren't you open at 11? "No."
Oh, geez.
So, and they did open way later than a lot of booths. So what ended up happening was Hawaii opened up first. And throughout the course of the next couple hours, each booth, at least up front, which is where we were, sort of where Future World dumps into World Showcase, each booth opened up at whenever their ready time was. And I really think there's no science to it. They basically just decided, okay, we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. So let's open up. It seems to me from what I saw that the biggest obstacle to opening was basically their cash registers.
Oh, okay.
If they could get them to work right. So essentially, once everybody was ready to go, they'd open. So we started with my beloved pork slider at Hawaii.
Were you disappointed this year?
No. Actually, it was very good. The pork was very moist, well cooked. The spicy mayo. I did ask them for extra spicy mayo, as I would recommend to anybody that tries that dish at Food and Wine. Basically, the same bun, soft, warm. It was. Outstanding dish like it is every other year.
Nice. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I'm just curious, Bob, before you go on to the next booth or what you might have had, were you able to see or observe anything having to do with the CHU labs or the new stuff up in Future World?
So we haven't eaten anything there yet. We'll, or at least at the point that we're having this conversation, we're gonna stop there, I believe, tomorrow. But the CHU labs and the Sustainable CHU, the two booths, are actually up in Future World, but they're behind Club Cool, sort of around where that area is, where at I believe at Food and Garden or Flower and Garden they put the butterfly,
Okay.
you know. So though they're there, and then if you think about it as you walk through Epcot, for people who are familiar, when you come out of Future World and you go over towards the right behind where Club Cool is, sort of in the direction of the Land Pavilion, you'll see the two CHU booths, but then there's a pathway that goes from Future World to World Showcase.
Yeah, I
If
call
you
it the
take a
hottest. I
left.
call it the hottest walk in the park. When you're going from Canada back to Soarin', it's like a roast pit.
So if you walk along that path, you'll see the cheese booth, you'll see the wine booth, and then you'll see the Dominican Republic, where for people who have gone went there last year, that's where Puerto Rico was,
Okay.
and then that dumps you right into World Showcase.
That's the first time that's been open since 2007, isn't it? The Dominican Republic. It's been gone for a while.
It has been gone for a while. Puerto Rico, in my opinion, did a pretty good job last year, and I was curious to see that it got replaced, but I'm kind of wondering if what Epcot's going to start doing is kind of rotating through the Caribbean countries
Okay.
in that particular space. I mean, there was a time where they did have a marketplace that was dedicated to the Caribbean.
Right,
But
right.
then in the last couple of years they specified Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. We did have a seared grouper
I
at
was just going to ask you,
Dominican.
that's what I'd be interested in. How was that?
It was like I expected. It was a little bit of a stronger fish in comparison to the scallop or the shrimp or the salmon at Patagonia. It came with with rice and a really nice coconut sauce. It's not typically Mrs. Allen WDW's thing, but she really enjoyed the coconut sauce and the rice. The grouper was, it flaked. I mean, you could cut it with a fork, but it just had a little bit of a stronger taste. I don't know that it would be something that we would necessarily. Now, if it was a mahi mahi in the coconut and rice, then it probably would have been hands down near the top of my
The
charts.
grouper kind of reminds me, Bob, have you ever had bluefish?
No.
It kind of reminds me in that family. I know what you're talking about. There's an acquired taste to that, the same way there is with salmon. Like, some people love salmon, some people don't. It's usually hit or miss with that. Have you noticed that? And that's the same thing with grouper.
Right.
Right,
Salmon is. Oh, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
and I was going to say, in the salmon at Patagonia, we did have that today. Came into the festival as one of my higher ranked pre-festival items, and saying that it necessarily dropped, but I suspect it will. I want to be careful also and couch this in. I think that there were some opening day jitters, as it were. One of the things that we noticed is they started cooking some of the food well before they opened, because probably because of the cash register issues. And when we got to Patagonia, both the grilled beef skewer and the salmon were a little bit on the overcooked side.
Okay, yeah, the grilled beef skewer with Mayan was, I actually had that at 21 on my pre-festival list.
And I think that as in a whole, I mean, as a whole, it still had the same taste as it has had in the past. And it's still an outstanding dish, and I would recommend it. But in unfortunately for us, I think we were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and we got a sample of it that was a little on the overcooked side. Now, having said that, contrary to what we've seen in the past, a lot of times at Le Cellier, when they serve their filet, it's been a little bit overdone, because a lot of people, I think the general population want their fillet or steak to be a little bit more to the done side than the raw
rare.
Side.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the rare side. And the piece of fillet that we got, I did sample a piece, but it was a little bit more rare than I typically like. So Mrs. All and WDW finished it while I finished the chipotle chicken sausage.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been in on the rare. I like my steak done. I don't even want to think of it being alive.
Yeah, but you know what happens with something like that, Doug, is it's a hit.
Yeah.
Thing, right? Because they're not cooking at the order, and it's kind of luck of the draw. A friend of ours joined us towards the end of our visit there today, and he went over and got one of the pieces of Le Cellier filet, and when he came back to the table, it was probably past well done.
Yeah, I think it has to do with who the chef is, probably, too, who's manning the grill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was a good first day. You know, if you go over to allinwdw.com, you can see a lot of the pictures that we did put out in the flash reports. I'll do a couple of summary pieces just for people who haven't been able to see the individual posts, made my comments. You know, the lamb meatball was outstanding as always.
Yeah, well, I knew you would get over to that before the day was over.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I don't know what else to say. I looked at Mrs. All and WDW. We bought it at the same time we bought venison loin, which she and I are a pretty good team. She said to me at one point, she said, "Boy, really match up really well on this stuff," because I took a bite of the venison loin and I said, "You can have the rest of this." And then I had taken a bite of the lamb meatball prior, and then she took a bite of the lamb meatball and she said, "You can have the rest." And I said, "That's good, because I'm eating it."
Yeah. Bob, I'm just curious, how were the crowds, just from a general sense? Are the big food and wine crowds starting to build? Or?
Not too bad. You know, being that it was the soft opening, you know, we were there early. Lines weren't too long. If the lines were long, Dennis, it was because the cast members were having trouble with the equipment.
Right.
Like, for instance, Scotland, I had the scallop today. It was really great. I mean,
that was my number one.
Remember.
How was the spinach cheddar gratin?
Yeah, it was better than I had last year. I mean, it was a bigger scallop. Heck, anything's better with bacon, right? So it has the bacon on it. It was really good, but the issue was Scotland had a hard time getting their equipment working. And at one point I stood in the line and it just seemed not to move. So I went on somewhere else.
That's
and
because
I came
everybody,
back later.
Yeah, that's because everybody was getting the fisherman's pie, right?
Yeah.
You know, I had, you know, it was really funny, Dennis. We had enough things to do up front with Dominican. I had a couple of dishes. In fact, one of them, that was a story. So we go up to Dominican Republic, and I ended up getting a grouper. There was a roasted pork there and a yuca souffle, which is kind of a root vegetable souffle with a griddled cheese. Mm-hmm. And they weren't serving that yet because, quote-unquote, their equipment was down.
Hmm.
So what that meant, it's soft opening, right? I mean,
right.
That's why they have a soft opening, because they're trying to find out where the bugs are in the system, and, well, that's where they had bugs.
Well, as long as the bugs are in the system and not in the food, it's all
you're
good.
Ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So any other highlights, Bob? Where are you hanging out right now?
We're actually hanging out off-property restaurant that we like to go to. It's a little Italian joint, and I'm looking up at the sky, seeing black clouds, and I think the rain's about ready to drop on me, which would be a typical thing for Florida.
Well, we'll get you on very soon to give your full report. How many days you're going to be down there for this?
We're going to be down there for two more days. So, again, this is Thursday we're recording this. We're going to try to close out the rest of the All in WDW Pre-Festival Top 25 tomorrow if we can. If not, we can carry it into Saturday, and then I've unfortunately got to drive back to Atlanta on Sunday.
Well,
go ahead.
No, Dan, finish up.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it is somewhat unfortunate you can't have a longer stay, but I guess being there for the soft opening and kind of like you said, at least getting the top your top 25 done is it's a good thing. And if I know you, you guys will make several trips back south over the next what is it, 6 weeks that the festival's running.
We're hoping to at least one more trip.
It better be near the 25th of October that you make a trip.
we're gonna try to work it out. I think I've told you offline. Things
Right.
are getting a little bit grumpy at my real place of employment, so we'll see if we can work it out. Plus, we got some other stuff that are going on personally. Our son's in medical school, and he's going to be doing a rotation, and we're going to actually have to work our schedule around him too. So,
Just so everybody knows, if Bob starts talking about his job, have your children cover their ears.
No.
I'm kidding, Bob. No, we're looking forward to maybe we can have you on very soon, one day next week or something or the following, to give your full top 25 pre-25 festival review.
Oh, absolutely. Let's look to do that.
And we're
All
looking
right.
forward to it. And thanks for popping in with us, Bob. We really appreciate it.
As always, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
And give the
Thanks.
missus our love.
I will.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.